This program was originally broadcast in 1999.
Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. My guest today is Terry Thornton. She's a fabulous singer and pianist who tells a story with every song, and her own story is even more compelling, which gives her music a special meaning, a certain depth which really comes across in every note. I'm so glad to have you here today on Piano Jazz.
Well, it's my extreme pleasure to be here, Marion.
There's so many different things that I want to ask you. I know it's true that you have quite a story to tell, but were you born in Detroit?
I was born in Detroit, yes.
I think it's a great music town.
It always was. The Bluebird Inn, Klein's, my goodness, there were so many clubs where jazz was the thing. That's all you heard there.
The Flame.
That was the big show club when they called them Black and Tan. Do you remember that, Mary?
I certainly do. And then, I played in one club, the Rouge Lounge in River Rouge.
Yes.
Goodness.
That was quite popular. Did you ever come to this one place that always stands out in my mind? It was right in the neighborhood there, called Uncle Tom's Plantation.
Yes, I remember that.
Do you remember that club?
Yes, I do.
It was so posh. It was so beautiful. And, you know, right now we may laugh at the name, but it was quite a spot.
No, I do remember that. And, yes. And there's some other ones, but, I can start going down memory lane and I'd better stop. Well, I would love to hear you sing and play something.
Oh, let's see. How about East of the Sun?
Wonderful. I love that tune.
West of the moon, we'll build a dream house of love, dear, near to the sun in the day, near to the moon at night, living in a lovely way, dear, living on love and pale moonlight, just you and I, forever and a day. Love will not die, we'll keep it that way. Out among the stars you'll find the harmony of life to a lovely tune. East of the sun and west of the moon, dear, east of the sun and west of the moon.
Oh, I love it.
Thank
you. Did you start singing in Detroit? Is that where you first began your career?
Yes, right there in the house, sort of at the old piano. It was always the piano. I was totally attracted to it, and from that came the singing, although piano was the first love. My mother was a singer, and she was being coached by my godmother, who wanted her to branch off into opera.
Oh, you mean she was a professional singer?
Yes, she had her own radio show when I was born, as a matter of fact. She did all the pop tunes. That's how I learned songs like, Did Your Mother Come From Ireland? You know, a little far cry from our neighborhood particularly.
Well, that's great. So when did you start, like, branching out professionally?
When I became of age, I was around 21. 19, whenever it was. I went to Chicago. I left Detroit and went to Chicago, and started to kind of cut my teeth there in the nightclub scene.
I love Chicago. I mean, I think that's a great place.
I saw you
music.
So often in Chicago. You were there a lot, weren't you?
I've been there a lot. Well, my husband, Jimmy, was from there, and when I first came over here, we lived there.
We've crossed paths many times and didn't know it, I suppose.
I guess so. So then, when did you finally come to New York?
1960. I made it here. I went through Canada and did a lot of work up in the gold mining area, and I decided I didn't want to come into New York with no money. So I put away a little nest egg, and I came to New York February 1960.
You did a little gold mining in Canada?
Yes, sort of. Yes, indeed.
So, well, I think sooner or later one has to come to New York, if only for the energy and the air and the feeling. And
yes. I couldn't wait to get here, and I haven't been able to leave. So,
where was like your first gig in New York?
At a place called the Peppermint Lounge.
Boy, that'll get you into the New York atmosphere to be at the Peppermint Lounge.
Peppermint Lounge.
Wow, I remember that so well. Well, here's a tune that I would love to hear you do, and I think it's the title of your album.
Yes, the new
one. I'll Be Easy to Find.
Yes.
Love that. I don't think I know that tune.
Well, it's a beautiful ballad. Johnny Mathis did it years and years ago. And my manager, producer, brought it to me. And I fell in love with it immediately. I could see why she brought it to me, and we did it.
Well, I'm receptive as can be.
Thank you.
And so is everybody.
All right, I'll be easy to find.
Looking for me, I'll stand there with my arms out so that I'll be easy to see. No hide and seek, no guessing games will I play. Stars may fall from above, the moon may fade out of sight, but angels will be smiling, and my love will light up the night. Though fools tell us love is blind, as for me, I'll be easy to find.
That song is so pretty, and what you do with it, you just made it very, very special.
Thank you.
I'm wondering, Terry, who your influences were. You must have had a lot of role models besides your mother.
Absolutely. Yes, she was the first. But then there was Nat Cole, who inspired me greatly with the piano and singing and his great sense of rhythm and phrasing. And, I was greatly inspired by it. Then there was Judy Garland and Lena Horne, because my mother took me to the movies, to the theater often. You know, she was a buff herself, and I got to be exposed to everything that was going on. Bing Crosby was a great influence on me when he sang Melancholy Baby. Of course, then later on came Sarah Vaughan and Carmen McRae, and then there was Frank Sinatra permeating the whole thing. So I have many, many influences from James Brown to Joan Sutherland. It goes.
Well, you know, there's. I'm just thinking, there's something we haven't done so far, and that's play a piano duet. And you play such good piano. I'd love to do a tune with you, if that's okay.
Well, coming from you, this is total flattery. I'm just thrilled because as I say, I'm not a pianist.
I am just
a singer who plays for herself.
And mighty well too, I might say.
Thank
well.
You.
Pick something that I know that we can both have a ball with.
Let's see. How about I Can't Get Started?
Oh, I love that tune.
Jack T. Garden's version, remember that?
Yes, of course. Of course.
And Louis Prima.
Louis Prima.
Yeah. Who
well, now you're going to hear ours.
Dallas.
Our version of this.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay.
funny. That's one of the all-time great tunes. And I loved it when Dizzy Gillespie put in that whole new set of changes. I was glad to hear you play them.
Oh, yes.
Well, you know, I had such a great time with you a while back when we played this concert together, and you let me play a song for you, and I'm sort of hoping you would let me do that again.
It would be an honor. It would be my extreme pleasure.
Well, this tune, of course, goes way back, and it seems like it would be a perfect tune to end the show. I'll Be Seeing You, that would be a perfect tune. But before we go into it, I must tell you, it's a joy having you here, Terry.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure, extremely. So, you know, I've looked forward to this for a long time, and once I knew that it was in the bag, so to speak, I couldn't wait. So, you know, it's been a dream of mine.
Guys. Well, here we are, and you've got to keep in touch and let me know where you're playing so I can come and hear you and maybe hang out something.
That would be wonderful. I'd love to have you in my audience, on my stage, anywhere you'd like to be.
All right. We'll make a date. Meanwhile, I guess I should remember that you did this in A-flat.
Yes. Yes, you have a great memory. Yes.
Okay.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. Park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut tree, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be